Hello, it's the 1st of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The seeds for the rise of the England Lionesses were planted over 50 years ago, according to a Luton woman who participated in the very first European women's football event. The contest between England and Germany at Wembley Stadium yesterday reminded Mary Blake, who is now 68, of the first 1969 competition in Milan, Italy. At the time, Miss Blake was joined by four other team members from Luton. The former player describes how women were frowned upon in the sport and how that attitude has now shifted for the better. In 1921, the Football Association banned women with the justification that football was quite unsuitable for females and ought not to be encouraged. The ban was lifted 50 years later. Blake is a big fan of the 2022 team and has attended 9 of their games. For those fascinated by paranormal activity, from ghosts to aliens and crop circles to Bigfoot, the Luton Paranormal Society might be of interest. The group, which started in 2003, uses a scientific approach to investigate the supernatural. London Luton Airport welcomed the Airbus Beluga to its runway. In service since 1996, its appearance resembles an Arctic beluga whale. The aircraft has a top-raised hump from front to back and is able to handle oversized freight. The Super Transporter, as it is also known, was visually greeted by regional aeroplane enthusiasts who are fans of its unique design. As part of the Forgotten Lionesses team playing in the 1971 Women's World Cup in Mexico, Bedford's Jan Ems hailed the current successes in women's football as incredible. Her team were prevented by the FA from representing England, playing instead as the British Independence Ladies. The current Lionesses defeated Germany yesterday in the women's Euro final. That's it for today. However, I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.